Hello, how are you?
Good.
As I scan this very beautiful audience, can't help but believe most of you are unfamiliar with the website blackplanet.com. No judgment, that's fine. Whatever, that's fine. I'll give you some historical context. In the dawn of the internet era, many social networking sites popped up. Black Planet was my favorite, one of those. I got the opportunity with Black Planet to create what was called a profile page, okay? So, which allowed me to post pictures of myself, right? It's before cameras had like, phones had cameras, right? So you had to like go to Walgreens and like, you know, scan a picture, whatever. And then also you got to like post all kinds of interesting anecdotes about yourself. I felt like this was God's gift to the world that I got to, you know, share myself with all of you, right? So that was Black Planet for me. I started my first page. The name was Cuban B. If you've seen the movie Half Baked, there's a part in there where Samson Simpson's got the Latino guy in the headlock, and he's like, "I'm gonna kill your Mexican friend." And he's like, "Yo, I'm Cuban B." And he's like, "Yes, Cuban B." Right? It's an inside joke with me and my friends. The only drawback was that there was a limited amount of text available. It was like about as many characters as you can put in a text message on your phone now, right? This is, you know, early crude internet days. So what that meant was that every time I wanted to talk about myself and update, because I wasn't gonna like deny the public anything I'd already said, right? I had to start a new profile page, right? I had really important things to say. I wanted to tell you about like my favorite movie quotes and rank Michael Jackson CDs and all this. You needed to know these things. So by the end of it, I had like 5 or 6 profile pages, you know, and then I would compartmentalize what everything would say. That's how I wrote. Beyond that, because I was not yet aware that blogs existed, right, I felt like this is a good opportunity for me to do some online journaling. Okay, so I would start a new page, and I would just go ahead and write a post. And I would write another post until I ran out of text, and then I would start another page, right? Because that's what I did. I started pages, right? I would start pages for each and every one of my friends. And they were reluctant at first. They were like, "Well, you know, I don't know if I want to be on blackplanet.com." And I was like, no, give it a sec. And then they would get on, right? And then all of a sudden they were like, I see what you saw, right? And so now all of my 20 friends have Black Planet pages. And I made them, and you know, my girlfriend didn't like it, but that's her problem. She should have started a Black Planet page. Let's just be honest here, okay? It wasn't all about my profile. I also wanted to, I would, you know, get in these chat rooms as myself, and I would be like, "Hello, I'm me." And I would talk to a certain individual, and then I would like coerce her to go to my page and see how awesome my profile was. And then she would come back to the profile and be like, "Damn, your profile is awesome." And be like, "I know." And then she would want to be my friend, and she would sign my guest book, and then she would like get me all kind of like points and stuff. What was even more awesome that I didn't even realize when I first started doing this is that every now and then, a certain girl in a certain chat room might come back and say to you, "Hey, your page is awesome," and then 6 or 7 other girls would go to your page and sign your guest book, and that was awesome, right? So then my diabolical mind starts shifting into gears, and I'm like, wait a minute, let's just cut out the middleman. So I made a page, which is what I do, of a fictional woman. I stole some woman's pictures. Don't judge me. I stole a picture of some woman, and then I put her on a page, and then I would log in as myself on one computer, her as another, and I would talk to myself as her to another computer and tell me how awesome my page was. So that 6 or 7 girls would go to my page. Okay, it's called trafficking. And it's fine because I was only kind of cheating because my page was awesome. Okay? Just saying. So anyway, one day I refreshed the homepage and there's like a Black Planet member of the week. I'm like, what is this new thing you've created, member of the week? So then I researched, how do I get into this member of the week club? Okay, well, you have to use your member points to create votes and then you go get voted on and then the council selects you or not. I happen to have access to all 20 of my pages, all 20 of my friend pages, and one fictional woman's page with which to use my member points to vote for myself as member of the week. Bam. I went to sleep that night. I woke up in my girlfriend's bed the next day, and there were two new notes, right, from girls who were from out of town. And it happens that way sometimes. Okay? There were two new notes. I answered both of those notes, and I refreshed my page, and by the time I finished, there were 20 new notes. And I was like, wait a minute. Could it be? I went to the home page, and there it was. Cuban B, Black Planet Member of the Week. Jackpot.
What's really good with you, man?
I'm 21 again.
You're not gonna let me in the club?
Can't let you go, man. You can't even drink my liquor. Yo, yo, yo.